for over 25 years, he has thrilled fans young and old inside of the squared circle. Now, he rocks the hottest events across the Midwest for DJ Sound Solution. In this podcast, he will take you behind the curtain, behind all the smoke and mirrors. You're listening to Behind the Lights with Troy Miller.
It's your boy, DJ Troy, and I am back again with another episode of Behind the Lights podcast. I got a really special guest coming up today. I've done weddings with a lot of different photographers. Today is one of my favorite ones that I've worked with. It's the lovely Miss Allison Stevenson. Allison, how are you doing today?
I am so good, Troy. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. When I thought about having guests on, you know, I was thinking about different, you know, wedding professionals I could have. And I was like, I got to have Allison on because she does so much for the online wedding community. It's just been crazy. And we definitely appreciate that. Coming from a DJ, it's always good to work with a familiar face and somebody that you know is going to have a good time. When you do events with people, you don't make it all about you. You just don't come in and do your job and go home. You like to have fun while you're there, and you like to make everybody feel special. That's what's so special about you.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's start with the obvious question. You know, everybody has to start someplace. Whatever piqued your interest in photography, and how did you, you know, say, hey, I want to do this for a living?
Yeah. So I was super introverted back in high school, and I was the kid that would go down to the dark room during my lunch to practice photography. And it's funny because it started out as something that I kind of used to kind of hide behind the camera. And over time, you know, I started doing more and more photography work, and it became something that kind of brought me out of my shell. I really started to love it, and I swore I would never be a wedding photographer, though, in the very beginning. I swore it wasn't for me. And then when my husband and I got married, we actually we didn't really prioritize our own wedding photography. And as a result, I saw how important it really is to have those moments and those people involved in your wedding day captured. And so that's kind of what made me shift towards wedding photography. And I really haven't looked back since.
That's awesome. I can understand with the, you know, being an introvert, because deep down, the people that really know me, they know that I'm an introvert at heart. There's nothing more I like to do than to be home in my comfort zone, just being left alone. But, you know, people would never believe that when they see me from the outside looking in. It's just, I mean, they see me from a totally different light. So I agree with the introvert part. And yeah, I understand too, you know, you don't understand when you're going through the process yourself, just how important, you know, certain aspects of a wedding are. My wife, now I'm on my third marriage. I didn't know if you knew that or not,
but no,
I definitely do not give wedding advice when I meet with my clients, strictly music. And I'll tell them up front. I can tell you what not to do.
But, yeah.
As far as that goes, you know, I got, you know, I hooked up with DJ Sound Solution, you know, when we hired them to do our wedding, and, you know, just hitting it off with Jason and, you know, just keeping in contact with him. You know, my wife's in direct sales. So there was, you know, at the Starbucks, Jason's meeting the client, she's meeting the client. And he'd always, you know, have your husband call me. And so, you know, finally I decided, hey, let me give Jason a call, and the rest has been history. But
it's so crazy because you're such a natural at your job.
That's what they say, but it just comes naturally. Just, you know what I mean, from, you know, my previous experience as a wrestler, I mean, I used to stand there with a microphone in my underwear, so.
You can do anything.
100 times easier in a suit. So, just, you know, it's just crazy how things have, you know, 2020 was supposed to be our year.
Yeah.
You know, it was projected to be our biggest year ever. And you know how that turned out.
Yep.
What kind of things, you know, it's crept on us just like that. It was like one day it was fine. One day we heard about COVID. The next day everything was shutting down. How did you, as a business owner, how were you able to make that shift? And everybody's using the word pivot. I don't like the word pivot at all, but mm-hmm. how were you able to adapt and to overcome such a crazy time in the world, actually?
Yeah. Well, I know, of course, like you said, we didn't see it coming. And I'm a very planned out person. I like to have all my ducks in a row. So it really threw me for a loop. And I think the number one thing for me was just trying to respond from a place of compassion for all of my current clients, because, you know, they didn't see this coming either. And trying to work with them to kind of realign their ideals for their wedding day. But also at the same time, you know, while I was calm and helping my clients, I was kind of like a duck on water, because like weddings are all I do, or were, was all I was doing at the time. And so it kind of made me stop and reevaluate a little bit and think about the direction I want my business to go, and what other types of photography I would be interested in doing. And so that's kind of how I moved on to starting doing branding photography for small businesses. So I started doing that all of last year, and I really love it. But it definitely was born out of a place of like, okay, what other options do I have? What else am I passionate about? And how can I move forward with it?
I totally get that. DJing is not my full-time job either. I mean, I do it full-time, but I have a 9-to-5. I think everybody that works for DJ Sound Solution, except for Jason, does. He doesn't, because, of course, you know, he's always in meetings. He's always, I mean, he's got his hands in so many different boxes. It's just really crazy. So it makes no sense for him to work a 9-to-5. But all of us mm-hmm. other DJs, you know, we're usually out on the weekends, you know, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I work a 9-to-5 just because I have great benefits. I work a job that's flexible with my hours.
That's good.
I have every weekend off. So it's really, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I can come here and get in and get out
yeah.
and still, you know, get to be a DJ on the weekend. So that's definitely helped. I've thought about quitting this job before in the past, because mm-hmm. I really don't work it for the money. But, you know, during this time of COVID, I was really thankful that
yeah.
I did have a job. So many people lost their jobs mm-hmm. and have been struggling ever since. So especially in, you know, in the entertainment industry, we were like the first ones,
mm-hmm.
you know, told we couldn't go to work, and we're the last ones actually coming back to work.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty crazy, but things are looking up.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the people that have postponed, you know, all that stuff's coming around, and the rescheduling dates are coming up yeah. and people are ready to have a good time, and I'm ready for it.
Me too.
Well, during this time, we did have a lot of downtime on our hands.
Mm-hmm.
I took the time to really tighten up, you know, my mixing skills, and I've been watching tutorials and learning how to scratch a little bit, just trying to become a better DJ for my clients overall. There's one DJ out of Pittsburgh named Digital Dave. He never learned how to ride a bicycle growing up.
Oh,
so during this whole pandemic. He taught himself how to ride a bicycle. I thought that was like really cool. I see you online the other day posting a picture on roller skates. I guess you're going to teach yourself how to roller skate during this time, huh?
Yeah, I decided it's about time. I'm a full-grown adult. I need to learn how to roller skate. I've avoided it so far. And to be honest with you, I just decided it's one thing that I don't want to not know how to do. Like, I should learn. So I'm going to tackle it, hopefully. Probably get a few bruises, but I'm going to try.
Well, I think it's awesome. I mean, at my age, I don't think I'm going to be getting on roller skates anytime soon. The falling down part, I mean, it's just not for me anymore.
Oh, come on.
Anymore.
We can get you a pair. You can be out there with me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But that is so cool that you're doing that.
Well, we're gonna try.
So, like I said before, working with, if I see your name on the vendor sheet or something, if I know I'm gonna work with you or another wedding professional that I've worked with in the past, it's like I know it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
When you come into a place, you got your stuff. I mean, you know what you're gonna do, and a lot of times I hear horror stories from photographers. And if it's somebody that I haven't worked with before, there's sometimes where I feel like I have to reassure them that things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have to worry. And, you know, a few minutes in after the ceremony or whatever, they know, ah, this guy's got it. We're not worried about it. But tell me some of the crazy things that's happened to you when, you know, when you're dealing with other vendors.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I think over time I've learned that it's really important to kind of go up and introduce yourself right away and really start that, you know, friendship early on in the wedding. Because I've had experiences where people think that my husband is in charge instead of me, and he's my assistant. I get that a lot.
Right.
Like, no, I'm the one with the cameras on. It's me. So that happens a lot. And we've had, you know, some different vendors that kind of think it's all about them instead of about the couple. And that really just kind of gets things hairy right off the bat. Cause you know, you really have to be, I don't know, with a team mentality when you walk into the wedding. For sure.
Definitely a team effort.
Yeah.
Definitely a team effort. That's, I mean, I learned that early on and I was thankful for it because, you know, I've worked with some photographers, you know, they do their job and then they're gone and I didn't even know they left.
Oh, wow.
You
know,
they didn't even say bye. So I was like, I mean, that's not me. That's not my personality. I want to, you know, get to know them, get to know what they're about. Yeah. You know, I like to eat dinner with them and, you know, kind of, you know, and just to, you know, collaborate together. And hey, what do you, if any other vendors work with me, they should know that I'm going to do whatever I can do to make their job easier. Yeah. Like if I'm with a videographer, I'm going to go up to them and ask them if they need to plug in. Yeah. And like a lot of them like freak out, like no DJ ever asked me that. Like, well, why wouldn't they?
Well, I can say like from working with you, like the first time I met you, I was like, okay, we are good. Like he's got a great attitude. That teamwork was there and we had a really great time. Like it was a great wedding. And I was like, okay, this is good. This is how it should always be. So yeah, you do a great job of that.
Well, I appreciate that. I know a lot of DJs are, you know, they're arrogant. They have an attitude about them that I'm going to do things my way.
Yes.
You know, and like you could be in the, you know, out of the room and they're cutting the cake or something.
Right,
so I try to make sure everybody's good to go. And
you know, that just helps the couple. That's all, you know, that's what it's really about. And if we're all working together, then the couple's going to have a better experience. And that's the goal, right? Is
at the end of the day, that is the goal.
Yep. For sure.
A few months ago, during this pandemic, you started something called Compliment Confetti.
Yes.
I was quick to get in there and join because a lot of my favorite vendors are in this group. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really cool how you try to get people's names out there and you try to, you know, help promote each other instead of, you know, where people, you know, tear each other down so much. Mm-hmm. In you know, the wedding business, you try to build each other up and you try to be positive and put a twist on it. And, you know, you try to give everybody a chance to promote themselves. I want to talk a little bit about starting that.
Yeah. So I suppose I know that there's lots of other, you know, groups out there and kind of like what you said, I noticed that there's a lot of negativity in those groups and that's just not my personality, I guess. And I wanted there to be a place where all vendors and the Indianapolis area could kind of come together, not just, you know, photographers over here, DJs in another group and so forth. I thought it would be great to make this little community where we could encourage each other and lift one another up. Like, hey, I worked with Troy this weekend. We had the best time. He's such an awesome DJ, you know, and just put that in there kind of like a way to network in a way without actually networking in person, because right now that's a little tricky. And so it was just an idea I had to, I guess, just bring some positivity back, into the community and connect with others. And it's been really fun.
It has been fun. I've met a lot of different people in there that I haven't worked with before. I've reconnected with some people that I have worked with in the past and it's just something that is super, super cool. And we definitely appreciate you. We applaud you for putting that together. And we're really grateful. It's just been so cool just to, you know, give us a place. And then it kind of goes along the lines of the new app, Clubhouse, that's coming out. I don't know if you're on there or not.
I am. But
I've got on there, and I've just met so many positive, cool people that are just, you know, working together for one goal, to build everybody up and make each other better.
Yeah.
They always say, you know, iron sharpens iron, and in this industry, that's what it's about.
Yes. I completely agree. And like, just, I don't know, being there to be encouraging, maybe it's someone who's newer in the industry and doesn't know anyone, or someone who just moved here, or even someone that's been around for a while, you know, just to be able to bridge those gaps and connect together and laugh. Like, you know, we post a lot of silly things in there sometimes, and it's just a cheerful environment. And I guess the name came from, I've always like loved to give compliments to people. Like, it's just, I feel like if you think it, you should just say it, because it can make somebody's day. And so I've always called it Compliment Confetti since I was a kid. And so it's just, the name is kind of silly, but it works for what we're trying to do.
It definitely works. And like I said, we are very thankful. So yeah, this year's gearing up to be crazy. What have you got going on? You're looking forward to anything special coming up, or is there some like huge weddings you got, or just anybody cool you're looking forward to working with?
Well, I don't know. I feel like every single wedding I meet somebody else and I'm like, how have I not known you yet? You're so cool. So I'm sure I'll meet a lot of really awesome new vendors, but a lot of really great ones. Like, I know I'll be over at the Ritz-Charles a lot this year, and I love them. Like, they're so nice, and they are perfect. Yes. Love them. We have a couple out-of-state weddings this year we're doing. I'm excited for those. And then, you know, like I said earlier, kind of pivoting into the personal branding space too. I've got a lot of sessions set up for that this year, and I'm excited to challenge myself a little bit with something new and different. It's not weddings, to grow a little bit professionally in that way too.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you this opportunity, you know, just plug away and get all your stuff, all your socials and everything out there for anybody that wants to follow along and see where your journeys take you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for that. I know, of course, I'm over on Instagram. You can follow along at Allison May Photography. That's Allison with one L and M spelled, or May spelled M-A-E. So Allison May Photography. I'm also figuring out the whole TikTok thing, so you can follow me there if you're brave enough. And of course, on my website, which is just AllisonMayPhotography.com. I post lots of really joyful, colorful photos, and of course, lots of behind the scenes with my two dogs. So get ready for that.
Yeah, it's always a fun follow, and you're just such a positive person, and you're a great photographer. You're great at what you do, and it's always a pleasure working with you, Allison.
Oh, I feel the same about you. So thank you.
All right. Well, hey guys, that's Allison Stevenson from Allison May Photography. Thank you so much for joining me today. And man, just get ready for our next guest. It's going to be really special. Hope you guys have a great day. I'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for listening to Behind the Lights podcast. To check out my links, head on over to the Instagram account at Troy Miller DJ. In the bio, you'll find links to every place that you need to be. If you liked what you heard today, please hit that subscribe button, follow along, leave a comment or a review. It definitely helps out my algorithm and gets the word out. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed it today. I'll catch you all next time. Peace.